Robert Mueller has finally spoken, okay? The special counsel addressed the public for the first time yesterday since concluding his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Mueller said if we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. Mueller pointed out that he felt bound by the Department of Justice guidelines not to charge a sitting president with obstruction of justice, but that this does not mean a crime wasn't committed. Take a listen.
It explains that under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider. The department's written opinion explaining the policy makes several important points that further informed our handling of the obstruction investigation. Those points are summarized in our report, and I will describe two of them for you. First, the opinion explicitly permits the investigation of a sitting president because it is important to preserve evidence while memories are fresh and documents available. Among other things, that evidence could be used if there were co-conspirators who could be charged now. And second, the opinion says that the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing. And beyond department policy, we were guided by principles of fairness. It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
That's pretty clear.
That's pretty clear.
Yeah, that's...
And airy.
Yeah, so...
He didn't have the power to charge him with a crime. Right. His hands were tied.
Well,
so do you hold all this until he's done being the president? But all then it takes place.
Well, that's why he's going to fight really, really hard to get reelected.
Exactly.
Because that'll keep him out of the hock for another 4 years. But I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to tell you what the Republican Party heard in this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Since you don't have the power from the DOJ to indict or indict a sitting president, all the Republicans and Donald Trump heard was, we can do what we want to do because they can't touch us. And that's what they heard. And if you listen to Sarah Sanders on TV, that's what they're saying happened. It's ridiculous, man, man is allowed to get away with.
Because
if President Obama had done any of this.
Oh, my God.
Any of it.
Yes. He would be impeached.
Yes.
Well, coming up next at 34 after the hour, Steve, Robert Mueller is pretty much begging Congress to impeach the president as he refuses to clear him of obstruction of justice. We'll get into that right after this. Former special counsel Robert Mueller broke his silence yesterday. He refused to clear the president of obstruction, and he said charging the president with a crime was not an option due to the Department of Justice policy. Many Democrats, however, believe that Mueller has punted the ball to Congress, and he wants them to start impeachment, impeachment process. That's what they're believing.
No. He punted the ball to Congress a long time ago.
Yeah.
He took it off his plate, I feel, a long time ago. And I just think, man, that what Pelosi is saying is they got to do some further investigation and inquiries to be able to do this the correct way. Because here's the problem, guys. If they bring impeachment charges, it may clear the Congress, but it will not clear the Senate because the Republicans control the Senate. And they're not going to impeach this guy.
Yeah, and she's saying that the president almost welcomes the impeachment process because it'll make him look like a victim during the election, and it'll make America sympathetic toward him.
This shouldn't happen to any other president.
Yeah, all of that, you know. Yeah. It'll make them sympathetic, and he'll get in that way, you know. So that's why she's against the impeachment so far.
I'm just really forever amazed at the fact that the Republican Party, which is supposed to be the grand old party, the moral conductor of the United States, the political right, and the right is supposed to mean exactly what they call themselves. We're on the right. We're the most conservative. We honor the Constitution. We want everybody abiding by the law, yada, 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 yada. But this is the most hypocritical performance of an entire party that I've ever seen, because they know this man is not a good president. They know it.
Yeah. How can you not know that?
Doug, they know it.
And Russia interfered with our election.
Yeah.
Period.
That was clear. That was
that
clear.
That was crystal clear from Robert
clear.
Mueller.
Yeah,
that
it was.
No collusion.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Man.
Something happened.
It's too many people that have gone to jail that are friends of him, work with him, friends, or were put in the cabinet by him. He don't know none of this. He don't know nothing about what Cohen did, Manafort did, Flynn did. He don't know nothing.
He don't know nothing.
Man, get out of here. You brought all them people in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them. Them your dudes.
But, you know, and he keeps saying he's been completely transparent. He's given them everything they needed.
I'm the most transparent president in the history of our nation. Man, this dude just be making up stuff.
Well, let me see your taxes.
Since you so transparent.
Since you're right.
That ain't gonna happen.
Let me see your taxes. Come and testify in front of the Congress. Let these people that work for you come and testify. He done told everybody to work for him, don't you go down there and obey them subpoenas.
Yeah, ignore all
He doesn't do that. He ignores all the subpoenas. He wouldn't testify. He won't turn in his tax returns. The most transparent president? Please.
And if you tell the truth on him, you get jail time.
Yeah. Man.
Look at Cohen.
You look at Cohen, exactly.
And
in
they
prison
were boys.
Right now. The president, he's something
Cohen
else.
Cohen hurt.
Yeah.
I'll take a bullet for the president.
Now look.
Yeah.
No, you're going to take some time.
3 years, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's jacked up, man, because this dude
really
Cohen only did what he was told to do.
That's it. That's it, Steve.
Attorneys don't act on their own. Attorneys don't make payoffs on their own.
He did what his client wanted.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. And did you guys hear about the White House with the, they wanted the Navy destroyer named after the USS McCain. He wanted a tarp. He wanted that covered. The president, he didn't want to see that while he was in Japan. So they covered the name of the ship.
What?
The USS.
You're kidding.
Yes. You lying. He is petty.
That's low down.
The president is petty, man.
Petty, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
All right, we're going to switch gears here and bring the prank phone call in with the nephew right after this.